Imagine waking up in a strange room with no memory of how you got there, wearing an orange t-shirt with a winged baby logo. This is exactly what happens to 12-year-old James Choke on his birthday. But how did a troubled, overweight kid with anger issues end up in a secret intelligence facility? James's life was already complicated. His mother ran a shoplifting empire from her armchair while he enjoyed the material benefits of her criminal enterprise. His only genuine connection was with his 9-year-old half-sister, Lauren. Then everything collapsed. A classroom fight, his mother's sudden death from mixing alcohol with medication, and placement in Nebraska House, a rundown care facility that felt like prison compared to his previous life. Yesterday, I had a home and family, James reflects. Today, I'm alone with nothing but the clothes on my back. Little did he know this rock bottom would become the foundation for an extraordinary transformation. Cherub is an intelligence agency employing under 18 agents, originating during World War II when French resistance children proved effective against German occupation. Founded by British spy Charles Henderson with 20 boys for undercover operations, the organization now employs over 250 young agents. Despite technological advances in espionage, Cherub's core advantage remains: adults never suspect children as spies. James joins after being recruited from Nebraska House, where his mathematical abilities and resourcefulness, retrieving his mother's hidden fortune from a cassette radio, impressed recruiters. The organization uses a color-coded t-shirt system: orange for guests, red for younger children, pale blue for trainees, gray for qualified agents, navy for outstanding performance, black for exceptional agents, and white for staff. For James, this structured system offers something his chaotic life lacked: clear goals and a defined path forward. James undergoes several challenging tests at Cherub. After being humiliated by Bruce in martial arts, he takes an intelligence test while injured. He reluctantly completes a chicken-killing test when offered money, then faces a terrifying obstacle course 20 meters high, jumping through tree branches onto a crash mat. For the final test, James admits he can't swim and refuses to retrieve a brick from a pool. Surprisingly, Mac, the Cherub chairman, reveals James passed most tests, showing good judgment in the martial arts by knowing when to quit, scoring well on intelligence, making a decision in the chicken test despite pressure, showing courage on the obstacle course, and demonstrating wisdom by recognizing his swimming limitations. "We're not looking for heroes," Mac explains. "We're looking for agents who can make smart decisions under pressure." This reveals that acknowledging limitations can be as valuable as showcasing strengths, James's first step toward greater self-understanding. Cherub's basic training is deliberately designed to break recruits before building them up. James's first day sets the tone when he discovers his alarm clock stolen and his assigned clothes filthy and torn, initial psychological warfare tactics. Mr. Large, the intimidating head instructor, mockingly welcomes James before outlining the brutal 100-day schedule while making him stand on one leg with a bucket over his head. James partners with Carrie, an 11-year-old girl who previously failed training after breaking her kneecap. Their partnership faces a critical test on Christmas Day when Large punishes them for fighting by forcing them to spend the night outside in freezing temperatures in their underwear. This cruel punishment reveals Large's true motive. He had bet 50 pounds no trainee would quit that day. Their survival demonstrates extraordinary resilience and strengthens their bond, with Carrie telling James, "Sometimes the greatest strength comes from enduring what seems impossible." Training culminates in Malaysia, where they navigate jungle checkpoints, collecting rainwater, killing and cooking snakes, and facing what's presented as the ultimate test: enduring jellyfish poison pain, which turns out to be a trick using harmless squids. In perhaps the most emotional moment of James's journey, he discovers his sister Lauren has also become a Cherub agent. James bursts into her Spanish classroom, tears streaming down his face. Lauren drops her textbook and runs to embrace him. Through tears, she reveals what happened after James left. Ron's violence had escalated until she showed her bruises to a teacher. Police searches of Ron's flat uncovered not just cigarette smuggling, but Class A drugs hidden in the walls, resulting in a 9-year prison sentence. Lauren's path to Cherub differed from her brother's. Being younger, she bypassed the rigorous entrance examinations, but she's enrolled in intensive physical conditioning to prepare for basic training when she turns 10. "We lost our mother, but we found each other again," James tells her. "And now we have a new family, a purpose bigger than ourselves." Despite academic challenges, tackling advanced calculus alongside 15-year-olds while struggling through basic Russian, James gradually finds his footing, with physical education becoming his favorite outlet. 2 months after training, James feels left behind until Amy reveals she suspended him specifically for a mission where they would pose as siblings. Their target is Fort Harmony, a Welsh hippie settlement potentially connected to terrorist threats against the upcoming Petrocon oil conference. As Ross Lee, James mingles with children to gather intelligence while enduring harsh conditions, communal showers ending in freezing water and primitive living. He strategically gets suspended from the local school to gain more investigation time. The mission intensifies when James discovers World and Scargill using silent electric RC cars to smuggle items through a security fence. What initially appears to be bomb building turns out to be a bioweapon. James accidentally exposes himself by opening a disposal box with contaminated materials. After hours of suffering in a military hospital, he learns it wasn't deadly anthrax, but an attenuated vaccine strain. The terrorists' plan was to vaccinate regular workers through air conditioning, then release the lethal strain so only conference delegates would be affected. As police raid Fort Harmony, James witnesses the community's destruction. Though he helped prevent a terrorist attack that could have killed thousands, he also contributed to destroying a community where many good people lived. This moral ambiguity marks James's growth as he begins to understand intelligence work's complex ethics. "Sometimes there are no perfect solutions," Mac explains. "While oil companies do have terrible environmental records, terrorism isn't the answer." Mac rates James's performance as outstanding and awards him a Navy Cherub t-shirt, an exceptional achievement for a first mission. When James wears it to breakfast, his friends are stunned, especially Carrie, whose mouth was opened so wide you could have shoved a tennis ball in it without touching a tooth. This moment represents James's transformation from troubled boy to valued agent. Having earned his karate black belt and established himself as promising, James reflects, "In Cherub, we don't just change who we pretend to be, we change who we actually are."